What do you like doing best? A live worship experience, live worship CD, or being in the studio?
Live. You know, and because as a pastor, preacher, as well as a singer, I love to live in that moment. I love to see the visible face of someone impacted by what God is doing through our ministry. I like that moment where, you know, the reaction. I love that moment where I can hone in on that one individual who may be crying in the audience while everybody else is, you know, applauding or just sitting there, not even doing anything. But that one person that God says, that's the person who you came for today. That's the person who I've sent you here to minister to. And that interaction, that anointing that flows between my heart and that person's heart is something that you cannot get in the studio. The studio, yes, I love it for perfection, but there is nothing like sitting in that room live in that moment of ministry. I probably will always do something live. Yeah.
I guess L. Spencer Smith, I hope this question isn't an unfair question, but here's the question.
Okay.
Do people want to come see L. Spencer Smith preach or sing?
You know what's funny? It's both now. And, you know, I started off with me singing, and I was like, oh, man, you got to hear Errol sing. And then, you know, I've been preaching since I've been 18. So, you know, this year marks, 24 years that I've been preaching. So, you know, so they've come to get used to me as a preacher, as a pastor, and now they get the opportunity to have both. And, you know, it just kind of depends on the application. It depends on, you know, what the audience is looking for. They expect me to sing if I preach, and they expect me to give some kind of word if I'm singing. So, you know, I it's just woven into my life in such a way where God can use both of them and either or at the same time. I'm good with either one of them.
Okay.
You know, but I think they come right now they probably come to hear me preach more than sing, because that's kind of what I've been doing for the last few years.
It's our guest, L. Spencer Smith. The word says that nothing can, I'm paraphrasing now, nothing can separate us from the love of God. So does that really make you unstoppable when you are ministering?
Absolutely. You know, the revelation of unstoppable for me was, you know, God revealing to me, you know, we, in 2011, our city was really hit here in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, by that tornado. And it was amazing, HJ, that, you know, the apartment complex, one of the neighbors across the street where I pastor, he said he saw that tornado tear up everything around and hopped over our church. So literally, after that storm was over, our entire city was devastated, but our church was still intact. And God spoke to me, and he said, you know what, I am an unstoppable God. What I have planned cannot be stopped by wind, rain, storm, or whatever. And he said to me clearly, because I am unstoppable, you are unstoppable. Greater is he that is within me than he that is in the world. And I spoke to Jason Nelson, who wrote the title cut for my record, Unstoppable. And I said, well, Jay, I need you to write a song for me. And lo and behold, the song that he writes was called Unstoppable. So I heard God clearly. He was like, I need you to deliver this message to people that I am unstoppable. And if they have me, they are unstoppable. And I'm just ready to communicate that message to everybody.
How was it doing the Word Network?
Wow, you know, it was great. You know, Bishop Bloomer is such an inquisitive, intelligent man. He's such, you know, just sitting there listening to him, gathering wisdom. And then to be able to minister on that stage, knowing that you're before, nobody was in the studio, but of course the guests, but knowing that you're ministering before millions of people in that moment was such, you know, I felt God saying, I trust you to do this. Don't mess this up. Don't, you know, I trust you to do this. You're ready. You're make yourself available and I'll use you. And it doesn't matter if it's between 6 million people or six people, stay available. Always stay in a place where God can use you. So it was phenomenal.
One of the greatest tools now to get your music in front of people would be social networking.
Right.
Where are you social networking wise?
Okay, well, social network, I am on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr. And that, I'm the same, L. Spencer Smith. L. Spencer Smith, and that's Spencer with two S's. And then you can go on my website, lspencersmith.com, and let me, you know, tell me how you like the single right now, and it has snippets of the record. I don't have a team of people that, you know, tweet and post for me. I do it myself, so I love interacting. So if you reach out to me on Facebook, Twitter, or Tumblr, or wherever, I'm going to be the one that communicates with you, because I think it's important to maintain our personability while we're trying to minister to people.
It's our guest, L. Spencer Smith. The single, My Life, pick it up. Talking about a great song. L. Spencer Smith, he knows how to put songs together. And in the summer, Unstoppable, is that when it's going to be released?
Actually, the fall.
September
16th. Yes, September 16th right now is the date. And I am so, so excited. But in the meantime, go get My Life from iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, and be listening out for Unstoppable. And go play Surgery, too, in the meantime. Right. Go play Surgery, too, and just get ready for what God is getting ready to do through L. Spencer Smith.
It is our guest, L. Spencer Smith. L., thanks for joining us inside the Gospel Spotlight.
Thank you, H.J.